You were the latest hire at the office, and I was drawn to you immediately. You had the look of the perfect girl next door, but with just a hint of mischief in your smile and a twinkle in your eye, it made me curious to get to know you better. I was delighted when you were put on the same team for a project at work. It was high pressure, with a short turnaround, which meant we were going to be spending a lot of time together. Some potentially late nights, and a shared work goal that would definitely connect us. I had hoped for something romantic, but really I was just looking to get to know you better. I had a feeling, a sense that maybe we might connect at a very deep level. A few meetings were all work. We had a lot to do, and a lot on the line. At the end of the week, when we reached a good stopping point and the feeling of complete exhaustion, you asked if I wanted to grab a drink. I agreed, perhaps a bit too enthusiastically. It was a little after 1 a.m., and after I remarked that the bars would be closing soon, you told me your place was very close, and you had a bottle of scotch and a couple of glasses if I wanted to join you. I tried not to let my excitement show, but evidently my smile gave me away. You smiled back with a little laugh. We made small talk as we headed back to your place. You directed me to the couch and poured a couple of drinks and sat down beside me.
So tell me, what do you do for fun?
I shrugged a bit, made a few work-related jokes, and told you about the last book I read. I was trying to play it cool, not revealing too much, but also trying to connect with you. You leaned over and ran your hand across my chest.
You know, you dress really well. It was one of the first things I noticed about you. I love this shirt.
I leaned a bit closer. We kissed. I don't mind. It was amazing. I had been thinking of how your lips would feel, and they didn't disappoint. We fumbled around a bit. Mostly like high school kids making out for the first time. It was a wonderful feeling. Sexy. Playful. I could tell you were a bit of a tease, and I have to confess, I really love that. A few times your hand roamed down between my legs, and you would give my cock a little squeeze, laughing appreciatively as you did, biting my lip and moaning softly. Nothing more. Just that little squeeze, which just made me more excited, more turned on, more desperate for you. I liked you taking the initiative and taking control. Eventually, though, you pulled away and mentioned how late it was getting. We had an early start the next day, and it was after 3 a.m.
You probably should be getting home.
I nodded and stood up, adjusting my pants, trying to hide my erection that you had been encouraging for the last 2 hours. You were watching, biting your lip, and looking at me with what I can only describe as smoldering eyes. I could tell you were turned on by it. I could also tell that you knew how turned on I was. I have always loved being teased, and could tell you were very, very good at it. Just seemed to come naturally to you. Enough to make me want more, to need more. That slow, gradual process, leading me to a feeling of quiet desperation. Never anything quite enough to allow me to encourage you. Almost accidental, but we both knew it wasn't. I didn't sleep much that night. I couldn't get you out of my head. The taste of your lips, the feeling of your body against mine, your scent, the smell of your hair. I just let it wash over me. The more I did, the harder I got. My cock was throbbing, aching. Normally, I would have just masturbated and let all of that pent-up frustration out, which would have put me right to sleep, but I didn't. I just let myself feel it and think of you. I wondered what you were up to, what you were thinking, what you were doing.
I had a sense. You were so cute when I asked you back to my place. I knew right away you liked me. And I was drawn to you immediately. You were so attractive. So great at your job. Smart and funny. What was there not to like? When we got to my place, I had a feeling about what I should do. What I could do. You weren't the kind of guy to make the first move. I knew that. This was gonna have to be me. And I was okay with that. I always have been. I don't mind taking control. As long as my partner can take control later. When I touched you for the first time, I felt the electricity between us. When I ran my hand over your chest, I imagined you kissing me and throwing me down and taking me right there on the sofa. I knew you wouldn't, of course, because you're not that kind of guy. But here's the funny thing. I wanted to feel your need, your desire. And I wanted to feel myself surrender to it. But I didn't want you to take me right then and there. I know it sounds strange, but I liked the feeling that I could make you want me more. Even more. Make you frustrated and desperate. While I felt like a silly schoolgirl with a silly crush. When I slid my hand down between your legs, oh, I could feel your cock getting hard. It felt so good. I wanted to keep it that way. I like feeling needy and frustrated and desperate. And I wanted you to feel that way, too. I love teasing, being teased. And that was all that was on my mind. And teasing isn't just a desire. It's a passion. It's what I fantasized about that night, and it's what I dream about today. On that first night after you left, I curled up in bed and began playing with myself, slowly running my fingertips along my pussy lips, making myself wetter and wetter, just occasionally letting my fingertip brush lightly over my clit. It sent waves of shivers up my spine. I closed my eyes, imagining you doing this to me. And me stroking your cock, making it throb and pulse and ache for me. As I was about to convulse in an orgasm, I stopped. I squirmed. I whimpered and twisted around in my bed while I thought of you holding me down, pinning my hands over my head as I bucked my hips in wild abandon, and feeling your hard cock just inches from my wet, swollen pussy. I begged you to fuck me, and I heard you whisper in my ear.
No.
I couldn't stand it anymore. My hand slid down my belly, and I frantically rubbed my clit until I came. And then I came again. Over and over again. And then I burst into tears. 5 or 6 orgasms. My record. It felt good until it didn't. When the feelings of bliss turned into feelings of desperation and frustration and longing and aching for you. I felt alone and miserable, sweet and beautiful misery. I thought of you and wondered if you could be thinking of me. And then I fell asleep. And my alarm went off a few hours later, and I slid out of bed thinking coffee can fix this. And it did, kind of. And I went to work another Saturday morning. I wondered what it would be like to look at you again. Whether you could see it on my face.
I had the strangest dreams. I woke up with morning wood, hard and throbbing, which isn't terribly unusual. What was unusual was what I did about it, which was nothing. Thoughts of you and the night before popped into my head and made me stop myself. It felt good to be hard for you. It felt like my frustration would somehow please you, amuse you, make you happy. Wishful thinking, I told myself. Just because I wanted you to be some kind of teasing queen didn't actually make it true. I loved the idea, and I wanted it to be true. But like so many other women I had dated, it was probably just my imagination working overtime. We'd probably start dating and eventually slip into that everyday routine. Boyfriend and girlfriend. Eventually start fucking, and all in all, that wouldn't be so bad. You were cute, fun, and whip smart. I could definitely do worse. I laughed, thinking to myself, this is the fantasy that most guys have. Find a girlfriend and have lots of sex. And then my dream popped back into my head. I was watching you. You were smiling and laughing at me. My hands were bound behind me, and my cock was hard and throbbing, desperate to be touched. You were shaking your head and refusing to help me, laughing harder and harder the more desperate I became. And just like that, I was hard and throbbing in my pants. I grabbed a donut and headed to the garage. Work was 20 minutes away, and I was already running late. The entire drive I was thinking about you, about what to say, about how we might interact. When I got to the office, you were already there, working on the project. You were all business. We had a call scheduled in an hour, and we were nowhere near ready for it. In an hour, we might be if we busted our asses. We managed to crank through the numbers and got our presentation ready. The client was impressed, and so was our boss. After the call, we looked at each other exhausted. We couldn't help but laugh. 5 minutes later, the phone rang. It was our boss. He was beyond impressed and told us to take the rest of the day off. Tomorrow was Sunday, a chance to catch up on our sleep. Monday we'd be back to the grind, but the weekend was ours. Finally. Hopefully. I mentioned that I was going to take a nap, and you told me your sofa was open if I wanted to save myself the drive and just catch a few winks at your place. My heart started to race, and I felt my cock starting to swell at the thought of it. I agreed. We walked back to your place, and true to your word, you set up your couch and gave me a blanket and told me you were going out for a bit. You'd be back in an hour or so and asked if I wanted anything. I told you I didn't. Slipped out of my pants, shoes, and shirt, and curled up on the couch, drifting off to sleep almost immediately.
I got you back to my place. Asleep on my sofa, but at least you were there. I told you I was going out, and I walked to the drugstore, my hands trembling as I thought about the things I was going to buy. A bottle of lube, a roll of duct tape. I knew I was going to be taking a risk, but I had to give this a shot. I had a feeling that this was going to work, that you were going to like what I had planned. No, that you were going to love what I had planned. The lube I picked out was special. The kind that warmed up when you blew on it. And I picked up a box of latex gloves. And they had the Hello Kitty tape. And I bought that too. You were sound asleep when I got home, snoring softly. Not too bad. I could live with that. It was kind of cute. I went into the bedroom and picked out what I was going to wear for you. I thought about the white lacy set, the sheer red, the lacy black. Yes, that's it, the lacy black. Sheer thigh highs to match, and my marabou slippers with high heels. I slipped into my thong and fastened my bra in the back. It was just a little small for me. I gathered up the soft sheer thigh highs and ran them slowly up my legs, checking to see if the seams were straight in my mirror, and pulling the tops up a little more and snapping them tight. Slipping into my bedroom slippers with the clear lucite heels and the puff of black marabou in front. Yeah, perfect. Perfect. Sitting in front of my makeup mirror, I drew on my cat eyes, the ones you never saw on me at work, and a flick of mascara. I lined my lips with a dark red pencil and filled them in with lipstick. Ready. I brushed my hair, letting it fall softly around my face, and then I went to the sofa where you slept. Placed the duct tape and the bottle of lube and a pair of latex gloves on the end table. I couldn't wait. I shook you gently, and I watched your face as you came to consciousness, blinking away the sleep. I couldn't believe I was actually doing this, but you looked at me and smiled. And I bent down, and I whispered in your ear, "Roll over, so I can tape your hands behind your back." I'll never forget the look on your face. You were so cute. You still are. "It's okay," I said. "You can trust me." And you smiled and nodded. I pulled the blanket off you gently. I remember seeing the tent in your boxer briefs. It made me laugh. I was so delighted. I ran my hand down your stomach and grabbed your cock and squeezed it gently. You moaned, and I asked you to shift a little so I could wrap the tape around your wrists behind your back. When I was done, I asked you to turn around and help you so you could face me. And then I slowly pulled down your boxer briefs. Your cock was rock hard. I caressed your cheek tenderly and leaned down to kiss you. "It seems like you're enjoying this," I said. You nodded and swallowed. I'd made my thong wet. Or you had. I could feel it sticking to me. The whole room seemed to smell like my pussy. You must have noticed it. I watched you squirm, trying to get comfortable. You didn't stop squirming. Even as I positioned myself on top of you, I whispered in your ear, "I like you all tied up. I can do anything I want to you. You realize that, don't you?" You nodded at me and you let out that small whimper that was so hot. I looked down to see pre-cum dripping from the tip of your cock, and you started to twitch. Looking into your eyes, I said softly, "And what I'm going to do is this." And I ran my lips over your ear and then whispered, "Tease you." and you squirmed and moaned and caught your breath, and I heard you say,
"Yes, please, please."
I could feel your body vibrating underneath mine. I tore off a strip of the duct tape and pressed it over your lips and watched your eyes go wide and listened to your response. Grabbing a pillow, I slipped myself off you and I put it under my knees. And I slipped on the pair of latex gloves and opened the cap on the bottle of lube and let it drip down the head of your cock, one drop at a time. And every time a drop hit the head of your cock, I watched it do a little dance, twitching and straining from each new sensation, and I wrapped my hand around it slowly. My fingers slightly spread, my index finger right below the head, and I squeezed gently and then waited. And then I felt you pulse and then throb with my hand wrapped around you. And I began to stroke you, watching you, gauging your reaction. You relaxed a little with every downward stroke. And strained as my hand reversed direction. When I ran my thumb along the underside, circling as I approached the head of your cock, it drove you crazy. I'd get closer and closer, and then stop. And the tape was doing its job, I thought, turning you on even more as your muffled pleas turned to gibberish. Every desperate moan was a twisted expression of pure, unadulterated frustration. I'd planned to tease you for a while, maybe 20 minutes. I suddenly became aware that it was dark in the room and the sun had gone down some time ago. I looked at my watch. It had been more than 2 hours since we'd been playing our little game. I looked into your eyes, trying to tell if you were desperate for the next touch or dreading it. The look on your face, I leaned in to whisper, "I'm just going to keep making it worse." And you looked a little panicked. So I asked you, "Do you want me to make you come?" And I laughed as I watched you nod your head frantically. I leaned down and blew my hot breath softly on your cock, which seemed to send tingles through your entire body. The lube warmed in my palm as it pressed against your cock, and as I felt your cock stiffen even more. "Really?" I asked you. And I watched you nod again, and your eyes looked different. "Really?" I said. You shook your head no, and I watched the tears well up in your eyes, and I almost came watching you. I could see you were ashamed, as if you had confessed some long-held secret about yourself. And I knew how you felt, because I felt the same, exactly the same. I wanted what you wanted. You were just like me. I slowly peeled the tape from your mouth and helped you sit up, and you were shaking, and I held you close, with your hands still bound behind your back, and let you cry in my arms. I touched your cheek lovingly. That was the first loving touch. You couldn't speak. You were beyond words, and the whole world felt silent. I unwound the tape from your hands and rubbed the redness I saw on your wrists. It took an hour for you to come back to normal. The first thing you told me was how intense the pleasure had been, and how you had dreamed of something like this. You asked for reassurance, not just once. You needed to know that I liked it too, that it wasn't just for you, that I loved doing it as much as you loved feeling it, and I had to confess, to tell you my secret in words. I need to ask you if you would do something for me.
Anything. Anything.
What I just did to you. I need you to do that to me. Please, would you do that? Please.
As much as I wanted to spend time with you, when we got back to your place, I could barely keep my eyes open. Once I hit the couch, I was out like a light. Initially, I was a little uncomfortable stripping down to my underwear, but I was so tired, I just stopped caring. You were sweet, giving me a blanket and telling me you were going out for a bit. Waking up was a different story. As I felt myself roused back to awareness, I was surprised to see you standing over me. You were dressed in the most beautiful lingerie I had ever seen. Just to add to the effect, your stockings and heels tapped into my fetishes, adding to the arousal that was already growing. When you showed me the roll of duct tape, my heart raced. My mind started to swim. I knew you continued to speak, but I wasn't sure what you were saying at that point. What you didn't know is you had hit squarely on one of my biggest fetishes. Since I was young, I've had a love of tape. Tape bondage and tape gags. It started when I was seeing a girl I had an enormous crush on playing with tape. She was taping her mouth and peeling it off. I was transfixed watching her. It drove me crazy to watch. Later, when I would see girls with taped mouths, it would trigger an intense feeling of arousal. Soon after, I started playing with all kinds of tape myself, using it to tape my cock, my nipples, my mouth, even my eyes. I would even use it to masturbate, placing a long strip on the underside of my cock and ever so slowly peeling it off. By the time I got to the end, it would have me so worked up I could come just from the sensation of peeling it off. When you rolled me over and taped up my hands, I dropped immediately to the deepest subspace. When you taped my mouth, I thought I was going to orgasm. Looking up at you, I could feel myself falling deeper and deeper in love. The desire kept growing along with the desperation. I watched your smile, starting to get off on teasing me. I could smell your pussy. You were getting wetter and wetter as my desperation grew. With my mouth taped, I was forced to smell you, which drew me deeper and deeper into a trance. Another fetish. Scents and smells are almost as big a trigger as tape. Your scent was musky, strong, and powerful. There was something about the contrast of a girl looking so sweet and innocent having such a strong smell to her pussy. It was exactly the scent I fantasize about. It pushed me deeper. I have no idea how much time passed. I barely remember the feeling of being pushed right to the edge, only to be left throbbing and aching. My cock and balls, swollen and so sensitive. Each time I was brought to the edge and denied, I could feel my sanity slip away. The only thing that brought me back was you asking me if I wanted to come. Instinctively, I nodded, desperate and out of my mind. You pressed the question.
Really?
I burst into tears, admitting to myself, finally, I didn't want this to end. I shook my head. I didn't want it to end ever. I wanted to feel this with you forever. Trapped, desperate, frustrated and needy, dependent. I loved it, and I began to suspect I loved you. I had no words as you peeled the tape from my lips and pulled me to you. As I came back to reality in your arms, I felt so close to you. We had shared so much. I needed to know you felt it too. You assured me you did. I didn't believe you at first, and I kept asking over and over. God, you were everything I wanted and needed. Every fantasy fulfilled. I wasn't yet brave enough to confess my feelings or the fetishes you had inadvertently discovered. But I would. But first there was something you wanted to ask me. And when you did, it completely rocked my world.
I was so nervous, anxious about asking you. I was relieved when you smiled, when you asked if I wanted you to use the tape too. All I could do was close my eyes and nod. I could feel the butterflies in my stomach, and I knew I needed you to tease me like I'd teased you, to take me right to the edge and keep me there as long as possible. That look in your eyes, I loved it. And I envied it. I wanted to feel that way for you. I knew I was going to hate it in a way, but I also knew it was something I craved. I needed it like an addiction, like something that's bad for you, but you just can't help yourself. And the more you get, the more you need. I was embarrassed to admit it. As you guided me to the sofa, I started to tremble. I'd played with this kind of thing before, but never with this much at stake. I needed you to do to me just what I had done to you. I felt my heart pound when I felt your strong hands take hold of my wrists, pulling my arms behind me. I surrendered to your touch. You were forceful, surprisingly so. As you wrapped the tape around my wrists, I couldn't help squirming. I heard myself moan. And you rolled me back so I was facing you, and you looked deeply into my eyes. I felt like I was short of breath. I opened my knees, and our eyes locked. And I tried to speak, but I couldn't find any words. It was my last chance, and then I saw you rip a piece of tape off the roll and felt it pressing against my lips, just the way I'd done it to you. And I felt your cock growing harder and pressing against my leg. You took your time teasing me, running your fingers over the tape and smoothing it on my cheeks, tracing the contours of my lips beneath it, playing with my taped lips. I closed my eyes and raised my hips. I wanted to beg you to touch me, but all I could do was whimper. You let your hands wander over my body, touching, probing, caressing, watching my every response. Finally, you slid your fingers under my thumb. I squirmed and bucked, desperate for your touch, but you pulled away just as you were about to touch me there. And you rested your hands on my pussy over my thong, barely touching me. I could feel you and the warmth of your hand, but not quite enough to give me the feeling I wanted so badly. You looked into my eyes watching me, and I tugged at my taped wrists, feeling the helplessness wash over me. You leaned down to me and kissed my taped lips. And then you added a second strip of tape, and a third, covering most of my face. And then you started touching me, inching your hand over my thong and finding my clit, and slowly rubbing it. I have never felt an orgasm build so intensely, so overwhelmingly. And then you took your hand away. It just disappeared. I felt you pressing my knees apart, spreading me open, and I felt my orgasm start to build. Slowly. It was excruciating. All it would have taken would be one touch from you on my clit, and I'd be over the edge. I was at the point of no return, almost. Only one single touch away. But you wouldn't give it to me. I begged and I pleaded with you, but all that came out through the tape was muffled moans and whimpers, and I tried to make you touch me with my body, squirming, bucking, pressing, but you wouldn't give me anything. I would have done anything for your touch. Anything. And then tears flowed out of my eyes unexpectedly, as I lost my sense of being. My mind spun out of control, and you leaned down and whispered in my ear,
"Shh. Calm. Still. Think. Quiet. Desperation. Relish it. Go blank."
I had the feeling it was going to be a long night for me, and we were just getting started. I lost count of how many times you took me to the edge. You instinctively knew exactly where to stop to maximize my yearning. My eyes were swollen from crying, and my eyeliner was smeared, and my hair was tangled from how many times you made me shake my head back and forth in frustration. I knew I looked like a hot mess, and I felt like one. I was a wreck before you made me come. And after you finally did, I was more wrecked, if that's possible. Remember? I curled up in your arms, sobbing. You unwound the tape from my wrists, but you left it on my mouth, running your fingers over it and smiling, telling me how beautiful I was. When you finally peeled it off, you took my words with it. I was speechless. All I could do was bury my face in your chest and hold on to you to keep myself from falling. Whatever I was feeling, I couldn't describe it. I still can't, I don't think. It was unlike anything I'd ever felt before. Somehow, I don't remember, we made our way to the bedroom and we slept for a long time in each other's arms. And when we woke up, we looked at each other, still speechless.
Waking up, I felt almost like I was hungover. You were awake too, but neither of us seemed to be able to do more than shift around. I finally broke the ice. "So, that happened," I said, smiling a bit.
"It certainly did.
You rolled over and put your arms across my chest and cuddled up.
I've dreamed of that.
It wasn't too much?
Well, I mean, it kind of was, but too much is kind of the point, right?
Very much the point.
So I'm wondering. I mean, I just teased you like that, and then I was bound up and helpless and horny. I was a little surprised you didn't take advantage of the situation.
You mean fuck you?
Yeah.
It isn't that I didn't want to, but...
But it felt better not to?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's one way to describe it.
Because I really wanted you to. I mean, I really wanted you to.
Oh, but we didn't negotiate.
I know it sounds weird, but I really wanted it. But I'm also really glad that you didn't. Does that sound weird? Wanting it like that is what I crave, even more than doing it. I'm sorry, I'm probably not making any sense.
Oh no, that makes perfect sense. I feel exactly the same way. I was so turned on watching you. I mean, it was incredible. But I wanted the feeling too. I know that feeling. Wanting it so bad. But not being... What's the word?
Allowed.
Allowed. Yeah. That's it.
So what if we had a rule that we can do with each other whatever we like, whatever turns us on, but that neither one of us is allowed.
Allowed to fuck?
Allowed to orgasm.
I found myself swallowing hard, blushing, stammering. This was one of my deepest fantasies, but also one which I had never imagined I would ever be able to explore.
Both of us. So it's even. No orgasms, just teasing. Lots and lots of teasing. I mean, I guess we could fuck. As long as neither one of us comes.
You reached down and took a hold of me while my mind excitedly turned over the possibilities.
I'll take that as a yes.
Yes. That is a big yes. Let me take you in my arms. You are amazing.
Oh, so are you.
So, when you say no coming, you mean with each other, right?
I mean, not with each other. It could mean something else too, right?
Well, I was just thinking that, you know, it might make sense to handle the rest of it in private.
I think I know what you mean. We should talk about that. But I'm starving. Can we get something to eat?
Sure.
So, I floated the proposition to you that night when we got home. I didn't know what to call it. I thought of us kind of as fuck buddies without the fucking. With everything but the fucking, actually. Tease buddies? I mean, that didn't sound quite right. You were right where I was. It was a relief. But I wasn't sure what the future would bring. I couldn't know. I felt off balance after what had happened earlier. It was something new being pushed that hard, denied that much. A good feeling, though. In fact, the feeling I'd been chasing all my life. The thought of giving up my orgasm sent shivers down my spine. I wondered if you got it, if you understood what I was actually proposing. If it kept working with us, we'd find ways, I knew we would, to keep pleasing each other and teasing each other and finding new buttons to push and going deeper and deeper. I knew what I was looking for, the denial of my dreams. I wondered if possibly you could be really looking for the exact same thing.
Baby?
Yes?
Are you okay?
Well, there is something on my mind I have to tell you. Remember the first night we kissed?
Of course. How could I forget?
Well, that night I ended up going home and thinking about you, and I ended up touching myself, and I think I went a little too far.
Too far?
I mean, I came.
Oh, that's okay. I mean, I'm cool with that.
But I'm not. I want you to punish me for it.
I see. I have to admit, I'm not really sure what that would look like.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said anything.
No, not at all. I'm actually really interested in the idea. I'm just not sure what it would look like. I mean, my first thought is to punish you by not letting you come again, but you'd like that, wouldn't you? So it has to be something you genuinely don't like and don't want. But honestly, it should be something fun for me, something I would enjoy.
Exactly. When I say punishment, I mean it.
So, like, a spanking?
No, I'm afraid I might like that a little too much also.
Good to know. So, I assume this goes both ways.
Yeah, well, fair is fair, right?
Yes, it is. I can't deny that I like the idea. From both sides.
I'm really glad we found each other.
Me too. So, punishment, huh? Can you give me an example?
So that's the problem. Anything I can think of turns out to be some weird fantasy that I would end up liking. So it's really difficult. I mean, I can think of a lot of ways to punish you.
Well, can you now? Like what?
Only one way to find out. But trust me, they will be things you won't enjoy. So, do you like the idea?
I do. I really do. But for this to really work, we need to be completely honest with each other. No secrets. I want to know everything about you. Every desire. Every fantasy. No matter how embarrassing or how much it makes you feel exposed. And I'll do the same. I won't ever judge you for anything you tell me. I want to use every bit of it to take you to the places you need to go. That we both need to go.
I agree. It can be hard to tell each other everything, but we need to. It will make this so much better. I've never had anyone I could tell my secrets to. It feels like it might be hard. Scary. But, you know, it's also kind of thrilling. So tell me something.
About?
About you. Something that I can use to tease you. Or punish you. I don't know. Tell me a secret.
Well, let me think. Okay, this is a bit embarrassing, so I want to phrase it right. You know how we were using the tape to tie each other up?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's kind of a thing for me. I mean, a really big thing.
Being tied up?
No, the tape.
Oh my God, I love tape. See?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I kind of like being embarrassed about it.
You like being embarrassed? About your silly tape fetish? Or is it the Hello Kitty duct tape? Well, you know, I have no problem at all making fun of you for it. You want to feel embarrassed? I'll embarrass the shit out of you. But I need to be sure that's really what you want. I can be really mean. I can be relentless. I can make you regret telling me your secrets. It doesn't have to be that way, but that's something I can have endless amounts of fun with. And you already know how much I like playing. Like with the tape, right? But you have to tell me this is really what you want. And once you do, you can't back out. I'll promise to be exactly the same way. No take-backsies. You tell me you want to be embarrassed, and I'm going to embarrass you. And not just in the ways you like, because I want to make you really feel it. Understand? Say it.
I understand.
So, is it just your silly little tape fetish that makes you embarrassed?
And being outside, in the rain, on a stormy night, someone might see.
Exhibitionism? Goody. I'm betting there were all sorts of embarrassing things locked away in your brain. I'm going to have such fun finding them and using them.
Do you?
Do I what?
Have any, I don't know, embarrassing fetishes?
I do.
And you, like, feel the same way?
How do you think I know how to humiliate you so easily? And there are different, more personal things that make me feel insecure. I like it when somebody knows those things. When they're willing to use them to make me feel things. Bad things.
And,
well, we're not so different. Except the things that really get to me tend to be a lot darker. You might find them hard to do. And I'm not feeling ready right now to talk about all of it. Can we wait a bit before I tell you everything?
I have no problem making you feel bad about yourself, if that's what you really need. I want you to know that. I can be just as dark as you need me to be.
Thank you.
Of course.
The next morning after breakfast, we went online together, looking at websites, sex shops, kinky boutiques. We discussed everything we saw, what excited us, what didn't. By the end of the day, we decided that what we really needed was a way to control ourselves and each other, to control our desires and our ability to please ourselves whenever we wanted. We each agreed to select a chastity device. I'd pick his, and he'd pick mine. And we'd find the best ones we could and pick the ones we liked best, no matter what they cost. And we began a new tradition, our Sunday morning confessions. Each Sunday morning, we'd take an hour just after breakfast and confess something that turned us on or excited us. It wasn't playtime, and there was no follow-up, at least not in that moment. But we began to build a mental profile of each other, what we craved, what we desired, and how best to tease and torment each other. And once a year, we decided, on our birthdays, we'd be allowed to come, unlocked and released, with free rein to do whatever we saw fit, after an entire year of frustration and desperation. I learned to milk you with a prostate massage, which allowed you to release your pent-up semen, but without an orgasm. I loved watching it dribble out. You learned how to clean and wash me, which allowed me to stay in my belt almost indefinitely. And now we get to spend our mornings and our afternoons and our evenings teasing each other, and we go to bed in each other's arms.
I hold you and you know my cock is throbbing, aching for you. You press into me, and I know your cunt is wet, needy and hungry, wanting to be touched and fucked. But neither of us will get that now. Except for that one special day a year, when we celebrate our coming into the world and the joy that we each have knowing that we have found the one who understands us, cares for us, and above all, loves us. And tonight, as I close my eyes and drift off to sleep, letting the frustration and desperation consume me, I remember the question you asked me that night you invited me to your apartment.
So tell me, what do you do for fun?
Yes. Fuck. Please. Just like that. It feels so good. Please. Please. Oh.